Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. This is Imam Wali Bilal, the Halal Industry Do For Self. Once again, I'd like to begin with Allah's name, the Merciful Benefactor, the Merciful Redeemer. We want to thank our brother, Amin Yasir Muhammad, who is one of the, I guess maybe founders, or working with the founders, that deals with Sister Clara Muhammad's STEM schools. Those are things that, if it pleases Allah for us to be successful on this end, the economics we're trying to get, we want to establish strong schools across the country. And I say we because what I'm talking about doing is big enough that it can help across the country. But I do believe more important than that, that Allah will bless others to use their strengths and help open them in a different area. There are people out here with money, but sometimes they need to see what to do with it. Somehow we don't trust each other enough to put our whole life in it. That's not everybody, but it's sometimes too many. Think about what we got right now. Just take from wherever you at. Take and look at what exists around you, and you'll recognize that there's no reason for us not to do well. I mean, it would be a great society if the humanity, period, was treating each other the way Allah wants us to treat each other, finding the love for human beings, good human beings. But we don't always do that. These killings that took place this week, and I didn't want to make that a part of my topic, but I will. Young man, I haven't seen his face yet. The gun and shoot down blacks. He just want to shoot blacks down. How do you hate something so bad? If you know, you hate a snake bitch. I'm talking about a real snake, even a rattlesnake. And you're going to run all over the country or run over the area that you live in trying to find snakes just to kill them. Allah made them for a purpose. Just stay out of their way. But when it comes to human beings, I would say Caucasians have a problem. Why don't they straighten up their own people? You hate just to hate. And now look at the disease that comes to our neighborhood. Somebody finds a way to put guns in some of our young people's hands, some of the older people too, but mainly some of the young people. And the young people can use a gun to settle a disagreement just because maybe somebody looked at them, just because somebody bumped into them. Is that enough to take somebody's life? Once upon a time, the Muslims, those of us in the Nation of Islam, we had influence, and we could talk to that bad spirit that was coming alive in our community. We can talk to them today, but we can't talk to them as well because we don't use the unity that we're supposed to have. That's a problem. And when we see it in that manner, we are supposed to do something about it. When we look at the life that we live, that Allah allows us to live, it's not supposed to be a life of hatred. So now, I often say, Allah gave us Islam in a way here in America that I believe what Allah is saying to us, we are the mercy to humanity. That means we get an opportunity to lead to better character, opportunity to show people how they should live. But you and I can't do it if we won't take the chance of working together. Under the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, we got a chance to see that. The Nation of Islam was in love with itself, meaning that the people loved each other. That gave us a work attitude that we worked across the country. We went, even some of us went overseas together to do Hajj, and we was not affected by our skin color. All during the days of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. At least I don't know one brother that thought other people's ice was colder than ours in the nation of Israel. But today, many of us, we act like we can't build with each other. And that's something we have to do. Excuse me. It's one thing to build for humanity, but it's another thing to build for yourself. Allah wants us to look at ourselves first. The ayat that says to us, save yourself. Right there, it's telling you to be sorry. If you can't read another line, you start there. Save yourself. How can I save myself? I need to eat. I need to do things to move around and take care of my family. I need a place to live. So the first thing is be responsible for yourself and to yourself. All of us should be married, have families. Why? Because Allah says that. It's not a beat up if you're not there, but think about it. Don't think that I said it. Think about what Allah says. There's a reason why he tells us to do certain things. The real reward is in doing what he said. And basically, all of us strive for that. The Muslim community, I believe that many of the Christians try to, but I do know the Muslim community strive to get that paradise we're talking about. And we know Allah will give us paradise here too. So we try to do what he tells us to do. And if we don't, we ask for forgiveness. We ask for his mercy. We ask for him to guide us to where he wants us to be. So when we look at what has to be done in America today, we have to own our own. We have to establish a lifestyle that comforts us and allows us to serve our Lord as we build for ourselves. And in building for ourselves, that ain't truly being selfish. The things we need. We ask for support and help from the government, in which we pay into. But the government somehow overlook us in the banks, which are somewhat under the rule of the government. Not totally, not 100%, but they have to follow certain guidelines. The banks for years could redline us. Think about that. A million of us having taxes taken out of our money and put into the government. And the government will give the money to everybody else, but not to us. Now, I don't believe they give it to the people that come from overseas. They might put something there, but I believe they really spread it among themselves to make sure comfort stays with them. They got part of it right. Take care of yourself. But the other part is don't be selfish. Take care of each other. So meanwhile, what do? Wait? No, we have to come together. So one of my topics for those who were able to get part of, some of, or even a thought, heard the thought that we're going to speak on the model community. We did that yesterday. And we don't know yet how long it's going to take us to do it. But what we're looking for first is people that have something to offer. I'm not talking about money. Money will come when the time is right. Money should come when all the things are laid out. So therefore, we ain't got to really put a distrust for each other. We need people who have experience in something. Look in yourself and see what is your experience. What are you good at? Now, if you say you're good as a thief, we ain't talking about that. If you're good as a liar, we ain't talking about that. We want somebody that's serving God. But you may be a mechanic of some type, whether it's dealing with metals, whether it's dealing with brick or concrete, glass, one that they don't call them a mechanic, but that just deal with humans. You know, the doctor is a mechanic. The educator is a mechanic. We may not call them that, but they don't seem to be getting grease on their hands or whatnot. But what they do, they work on the body. They work on the mind. So if you teach, if you educate, or if you're in the field of medicine, even if it's the field of herbs, we need to have places that we could put together in a community that we set up as a model community for us to live. All of us going to live in the same place? No. But we got to start somewhere. We have to start in a city somewhere. But prior to finding out what city, if I had all the money to do it right now, I would just say Philadelphia. I need all of us to talk. If I had every penny right now to do everything we need to do financially, we still need the people to make it happen. It's not a model community if it's not all of us. If it's just me on a big ranch, I got a 1,000 acres of land, and I'm just riding from one end to the other or running cattle or whatever just by myself, that ain't the model community. That's one man's wealth, so to speak. But if we agree that we're going to find a minimum of 1,000 acres, and we're going to agree to decide, do we want to put one house per acre, four houses per acre, eight houses per acre? Do we want to put anything else on those acres, or do we want to add to those 1,000 acres where we'll put our schools, where we'll put our houses of worship, where we'll do the things that's necessary? Then we still need a little bit more if we did it in the way I'm mentioning now. We need a little bit more land to say where would be our mall, our strip mall, where we buy our foods. Start thinking now, if you handle food, you've been working in the grocery store all your life. You know it in and out. You're the manager for one of the big grocery stores in the Southwest, North, or wherever. Start thinking, what would it be like to have your own business? Because that's what I'm talking about, putting ourselves into our own business to serve our own model community and whoever visits the area. So ain't that what we do sometimes? Here in Philadelphia, we drive outside the city. We visit somebody else's township to shop sometimes. Why shouldn't we have a township that people could come shop at? Might not be too far from them. Or they may be just driving down the highway going somewhere and happen to notice it and say, I need some gas. And they can pull into our strip malls and on the outer edge or somewhere safely put, there's our gas station with our mechanics that can work on our cars or whoever come in there. Everything that it takes to live comfortable, we can do the same thing. We need to do the same thing. So we're appealing to thinkers. And I don't mean we got to be the brightest light in the area. Thinkers in the sense, look at yourself. What are you doing? Would you want to be in business, you and your family in business for yourself? You know, God bless the child that got his own. They say across America, the African-American descendants of slaves, we live in places that are food deserts, meaning that we don't serve our own food to ourselves. We don't feed ourselves. We got to leave the area and go to somebody else's store, somebody else's place. When I first started slaughtering and processing meat back in 95, I went to ShopRite here in the Philadelphia area, one of the new buildings. I went because the Muslims, Masjid Allah, on one end of the city, was talking about my beef products so much to the person in there that he called me, and I mean he called me, so he kept missing me, but he kept calling. And he kept calling because he wanted to talk to me and see this meat from the masjid. Masjid Allah, up in the Oak Lane section of Philadelphia, going out towards Cheltenham. So he called me over and over and over until he finally got me. And he told me, he said, the people have been telling me about your meat, how good it tastes, how good it looks, et cetera. I'd like to do business with you. We set up a meeting. I took a couple cases of meat, various meat, hot and mild sausages, Frankfurters, different sizes, pastrami, corned beef, roast, different things. I took up cuts of steak, sirloin, et cetera, New Yorker strip, all the different things. And when I went up to talk to him, we sat in one of his conference rooms, and I sat the box of meat on the table. And we talked, and as we talked, I said, let me show you the meeting. I took the lid off of the box, cardboard box, opened it up. And he looked at it. He handled it a little bit, and he closed it. And he said, listen, I don't have to see no more. The people want what you got. I'm looking at it. You got a good product. He said, I know meat. I've been dealing in this business for years. I know meat. You got a good-looking meat, and the people that ate it already, they say they like it. So let's start off with 300 pounds a week, and let's build it up. He told me I can have my own section. I said, what do you mean? He said, you can bring some Muslims in to work and handle the halal meat. Now, this is a Caucasian. What is he interested in? Business. He walked me through his place after we did the talk, the business talk. He took me to different sections. He said, look, this section here is for Orientals, but they don't come and buy here. This section over here is for the Hispanics, but they don't come and buy here. Meaning he has products that they make and they put in there. So he want to do the same thing for us, Muslims. Why? He's in the business of making money. He need good product. If he got a community of people in the area and they're asking for something that they already like, they already taste, he want to put it in his market. So what about us? We can build and do things and have people asking, our own people and others, asking for our products. So, yes, myself, the two brothers here, the co-hosts, Nate Muhammad and James Bashir, and a few others, we want to work to build and open this plant. We have our problem with the downtown. There's a lawyer, I'm sure he's out of the municipal building, working with developers trying to squeeze us till we sell or whatever. And they offered one time, not they, the person who is the son-in-law of the people we brought it from in 05. I mean, 05. When I paid it off, we paid it off, I should say. We was exchanging the paperwork, closing the deal. And he said, Wally, there's the people you are. He asked me about am I familiar with the developers down at the waterfront end of town, down at the Delaware. And when he said that, I said, yeah, I'm familiar with the work, but I don't know the people. He said, well, they told me to tell you, they'll give you $5 million a day. This was 2020, August 2020. Our 15 years to pay it off was done. And I asked him, he's Caucasian. I said, Mike, what am I going to do with $5 million? Put that in my pocket. I said, don't you realize if this is set up right? The minimum we're going to produce out of this property is $1 million a week profit to spend on our people. Isn't that what I'm saying, to spend on our people? Our goal, Bilal's Inc., the halal industry, is to make the money to put us in business. I made money before. I was on the wrong side of the street then. I tried to help some people in business. They treated the business like it was mine. They didn't know how to make no money. So I learned something. You don't just give people money to do something. They don't have the desire to do it. So I need to find people who want to be in business. In our community, we got people that want to be in business. They can cook. They can sew clothes. They can make clothes. Think about this. If I say I took 2,000 cows. 2,000, because you know, once you slaughter the animal, you lose 60% of the weight. So say we got 2,000 cows that we're slaughtering every day, every week even. And we slaughter them. The moment we slaughter that many animals, we need another building as big as the one we got already. What you going to do in it? What we going to do with the hides? We need a place that the cattle hides can be tanned, called tan. The wool could be carted off the land. Do the machinery that at work that need to be touched for the cashmere you get from the goat. And the materials that's needed, the machinery that's needed to do what need to be done with the feathers from the chicken and things of that nature, turkey, etc. When we talk about the industry, like I said before, when I spoke to Imam Muhammad, I told him one day in 95, Brother Imam, this is not just a business. This is economics for our people, Muslim and non-Muslim. For our people, the brothers wanted me to work with the Arabs in the beginning. They're my brother. They're from, my brother from the East, but I don't want to work with them. They feed their people. We got to feed ours. That favorite, one of the favorite pieces I got from my father out of the Bible, Moses, strike the rock. You got 12 tribes. 12 springs will gush forth. And my father will remind me every time, son, that's not water. That which gushes forth is what that people need to make it in life. Business, that's education, that's medical, that's many things. And all you got to do is look at what do you do? What is it that you aspire to be, male or female? And let us, as we build, and I'm not just talking about Bilal's Inn, because I know, like I say, once it starts, once it catch on, we're going to find plenty of people with money that's going to want to invest in themselves. Everybody ain't got to invest in Bilal's. Invest in themselves to start something in the area they're in that may, who knows, may hire anywhere from 100 to a few hundred right from the beginning. These are the things we got to see. There's no limit. You're after. You can be a star. You think we don't want control of movies and TV? We're going to let somebody come and tell us from somewhere else. The law said, he's a prophet, don't do that. Said that, and they didn't have even pens to write with. Now, they saw a movie screen to say, don't do that. No, the message gets across the world basically on what's seen and what's heard, what's real. We got to end of that realm. We've been on the bottom. Allah has given us a chance to move to the top. Let's talk in our area. Talk to our imams. We need them. We worked to have a Zoom yesterday. It didn't go off properly. Our sister Martha Abdullah of Community Wide Shura Conference, she planned to do it again. We're going to announce something. Prayerfully, it won't be too far away. And we got to do one a month. Trying to get it to his right. But listen out. Here and there, I may be able to put an article in the Muslim Journal, have the time to write it, and Sister Aisha will publish it. Others will do the same thing from community-wide Shura conference. We got to work as one. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad proved we can do it working as one. There's others proved it in small pockets, but there's no more of a successful body of people than that which the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought to us in the Nation of Islam. Do you realize that was all of us? You couldn't just come in the Nation of Islam because, you know, you Caucasian, you can't come in there. You Arab, you can't come in there. You our brother, you're a human being, we'll treat you right. But that was to build something for our people. And Allah allowed us to do it in the 30s and moving on through to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad path. Then we was able to continue with his son, Imam Waqidi Muhammad. And we got people who contest their legitimacy. What you better do is go ask Allah, who gave you the voice to say who's legitimate? Well, the Sheikh said, did you legitimize him? Everybody's ice is colder than ours. Shape, OG. That's what it represents. No, they got knowledge. You think we don't have knowledge? This so-called American Negro? Because we living in America? You think we ain't got knowledge? That we could pull together and work and everybody worship God? See, we don't want people around us that don't worship God. Don't worship the Creator. Don't worship Allah. Allah says nearest to us in faith is Christians. My family, the majority of them are Christian. I knew Christianity before I knew Islam. So we have to be able to work in our places and establish things that's necessary. We see ourselves working properly, we win. So we're going to stop right here and take a PSA. Am I not off?
As-salamu alaykum. I would like to read from the 39th Surah. I 32 to 35. Who then doth more wrong than one who utters a lie concerning Allah and rejects the truth when it comes to him? Is there not in hell an abode for blasphemy? And he who brings the truth and he who confirms and supports it, such are the men who do right. They shall have all that they wish for in the presence of their Lord. Such is the reward of those who do good, so that Allah will turn off from them even the worst in their deeds and give them their reward according to the best of what they have done. So Allah super too. Join us daily, 6 to 7 p.m., for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ajib Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Bilal Zinc, and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. Interest of Bilal Zinc is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Dial 515-602-9665. Speak to the host.
Thank you, Brother James. Snake Muhammad. I'd like to welcome you to, again, the Halal Industry Do For Self. And just to comment from what the imam just spoke on, we do have to come together in order for us to for this to work. It's, we came over here as our roots together. Came over here in these so-called slave ships, shackled all the way down. And all our experience, we experienced the same thing as a body of people from then all the way up to the day. We're still being abused in a sense because of our inability to function together. One thing about, I see how Allah works, he's going to put you through the same old thing until you realize that you have to do something different. They meant for us to try to do everything individually because we didn't come here individually. Every ethnic group came here on their own free will, not us. So that should tell us that somebody has something in store for us if we can get past the crying and the moaning and disregarding and being mad and appeal. Look at it intelligently. You mean to tell me God will put us do something without having a reward or some form of redeeming? We just didn't come over here and court all this hell for nothing. It was a purpose. It was a reason. And that reason is to direct you toward doing everything as one. Willingly. Not somebody forcing you to do it. Willingly. That's how God works. He always puts you in a situation or puts you through things that he already prepared you for. So it was in our genes to be successful, just like it was in our genes that we didn't know Islam because it was stripped from us coming over here, but it was still in our genes. And once somebody touched it, brought it right back out, we picked up on it like we had it all the time. So look at it, people. Look at our situation. Individually, we're getting torn apart. Collectively, we can correct that overnight. It's very, very important. And again, it's like karma. We got to, we realize it. If we don't realize it, we got to go right back around full circle on this until we come to the realization that this is what we have to do. I sit back, and we were just thinking about the weekend, We were just sitting thinking about the weekend and the program we had set up for didn't happen. That's all right, though. That's all right. We had to improvise. We are very, very good at that. All our lives we've been improvising. Nothing came easy for us. That's why the Imam Muhammad, may Allah be pleased with him, he said we're extraordinary people. Extraordinary. We're not like the ordinary people. So we're going to go through something greater than the ordinary people. That's how I read it. Could be wrong. But I'll lead with and be patient and move the way Allah say do it. Not me. I'm just sharing what my thoughts are, what I see. I can be wrong. Allah is never wrong. That's why I wait for his direction. Because he'll bring it to your attention. He'll let you know when it's time to move out or when it's time for everything to move. Just like a baby being born, 9 months. After that 9 months, that baby coming out. Don't care what you say. They're going to come out making noise. So that's tell me that, yo, Allah has control over this. I don't have control over it. And I move off of what he wants, how he wants. But one thing we do have to do to get this thing off the ground is to unite. We're trying to get the think tank together. And we can sit back and we can put all our thoughts, our suggestions, comments, put it on paper, formulate a structure that we all can identify with. I've learned from dealing with people, and when you sit down at a table, as long as everybody is satisfied with what we do at that table, that is a successful meeting with the people. Because everybody is on point with what we want to do. Now, I'm sure we're all not going to agree on everything at one time. That's why we lead. We lead with what Allah says. We open everything up with Allah, and we close everything with Allah. Because he's the one that's guiding in us. We just, it's almost like we're introducing ourselves to each other. And this is what Allah has blessed me with. This is my thought. You know, you coming with your thought. He coming with his thought. She coming with her thought. We sitting down putting this thing formulated based on what we need. First thing we definitely going to need is a structure. Not money first. We need a structure. The structure checks everything else. I remember with the Nation of Islam, when we were selling papers, we was doing all that. You couldn't do any old thing you wanted to do while you selling them papers. Or you representing, as we would call it back there, Mr. Muhammad. Couldn't do it. You had to move off of whatever structure that we had set up. And that structure proved to be very helpful to us because it helped us navigate all kinds of unnecessary, as we would call them, conflicts or misunderstandings. Just standing up there. That's why it's important. I'm looking forward to sitting down with the Zooms, sitting down with the people. You understand? Like minds, think alike. That's who I'm looking for. And as long as we leading with what Allah says, I will be successful. So, we'd like to bring Imam Bilal back on. This is Nate Muhammad again, Halal Industry, Do For Self.
Yes, thank you very much, Nate. Assalamu alaikum. Once again, this is Imam Wali Ayu Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. So, our interest, Bilal Zinc, yes, we want to open up the processing plant. We want to do millions of pounds in that one building. that will create other things. We're going to need more than one building. We're going to need some in different places. But we also need the type restaurants, the type stores, shopping strips that sells the products that we produce. That if we produce one product, we could produce another. As I stated about the cap, if you have time, and if you don't have it now, write it for later. Google how is the byproduct of the animals used. You'd be surprised how many things come off the animal that goes in different places. The hospitals, definitely we know where the meat go. Clothing. There's even some that is your furniture, whatever. There's things that's in all kind of places. A car seat. We can open up manufacturing plants. Like I said, when I mentioned the team, man, I said, this is not just a business, it's just an industry. Industry creates industry. When we look at, I mentioned to those of community-wide show conference of AM360, I mentioned it on the air. I used to even say it on the radio station here in Philadelphia at Word Radio, that one day we have to have our own tower. Not one. What does it take to talk to the world? We have to influence people to do right, because we don't have influencers for right now.
Right.
When we look at it, the influence today is kill somebody, hate somebody, hurt somebody. That's the influence from the president of the United States, not Joe Biden. And you, me and you, African Americans, we should vote. We should not let that mindset from Donald Trump come up from any angle and be close to winning. We see African Americans sitting among the crowd, but the crowd is talking racism. How are you even in that? When the people was moving against Washington January 6th, there's African Americans in that crowd. These people don't like, and I'm not saying turn around and hate them. Let God deal with that, because you don't know the heart of the people. They may be faking because they're scared of some of their own people. Can't get around some of their own people. I've seen people do that, act like a tough guy, act like they hate everything because they didn't want their friends to see them as a nice guy. That's not new. I believe all of us seen that before.
Mm-hmm.
But when we look at what we have to do today, this is our time more than ever before. We have to use our unity and build for ourselves without jealousies, without hostility to each other. Building, be pleased to see things established. I know when our brother got the studio down in the South, what's his name, Tyler Perry, I was very happy for that. The man, he talented. It may look crazy what he's showing, but he's showing some things that show he got talent. We're going to need those things, studios around the country that speak to the world on how to be better. When you see the littlest thing walking around who is supposed to have no effect doing better than you, you want to copy him.
Mm-hmm.
That's us. We wasn't supposed to get up far as man was concerned, but Allah, as Nate just mentioned a moment ago, Allah's plan is what we're in.
Mm-hmm.
Let us use, and I'm praying to Allah, if I die right now, that there'll be those behind me that will take the properties we got and do as best they can on the same thing that we've been talking about and working towards, and that is building for ourselves. Some Caucasians asked me, well, suppose we want to invest. You can invest. You know what I mean? Well, will you do the same thing for us? Yes, yes. But we got to put you in your business, in your community. Everybody, they got to understand how that hurt us. That we wake up every morning and everybody's making money in our community but us. And when we go to another community, I remember as a youngster, Chinatown here in Philadelphia, you go down there, you didn't see no blacks could be down there.
Oh, you can walk in there and buy some, but don't come and try and set up. And they wouldn't beat you up, but they just showed you wasn't wanted. We ain't buying nothing from you. You set
that's
up a
right.
stand, we ain't buying nothing.
They're in North Philly, now they expanded.
They expanded to North Philly, that's right. And that's okay.
Yeah.
But why are we not seeing? Let us spend our wealth with each other. But let us build something that's worth buying.
Right.
Let us build homes, build everything. We do it anyway. The only time you don't see us in building is when they want to keep us out of doing the building or making the money. We got people that can do electrical work and everything, but you won't see a lot of them on the job, brick work, especially labor. But they will try and get around a union that have mostly African Americans
mm-hmm.
and build something. And I'm not blaming them. Hispanics will build with the Hispanics, and others will build with their selves, Caucasians, whatever, Asians and everything. Fine. But that should be a lesson to us. They never been shackled like we were shackled.
That's right.
Held down like we were held down. So we don't have to dislike anybody. We just need to love ourselves. And in loving ourselves, Allah tells us to take care of ourselves. He didn't put an environment together, create an environment for humanity to hate the environment so much so that the environment can't be worthwhile to them. No, he gave us an environment that's worthwhile to all of us. Look how many years man been around, living off the environment that Allah gave us. And advancing. We ain't know nothing about the technology and everything. I'm not talking black. I'm talking human now. The things that have become exposed is Allah's gift, God's gift, the Creator's gift to all of us. But we got to plug in. We got to get the juice just like everybody else. My phone works the same way everybody else's phone works. Plug it in sometime and get some juice. Our juice, our human juice, is just like everybody else. It's from Allah. God, you got to believe it. Some of us move in a manner like we don't think God would give us something. Slavery wasn't that bad. Slavery was a proof that God is with us. Today, all we have to do is build. Be the model. Love each other. Do the things that Allah tells us. So others will do the same. I used to wonder when my father used to read the Bible to me, and one of the stories was about Lot. I mentioned this before, and I like to mention it every now and then. If we don't watch out, we walk into a world that looks like Lot. We don't do something and show better examples. Lot's world became all backwards, and Allah had to destroy them. I pray not to be among those that's destroyed and don't want to see the majority of them destroyed. Oh, that's not what Allah wants for us. And we got to submit to what Allah says, even if you don't want to say Allah, people. What God says is first. What our Creator says is first. Our will is to be those who do what He calls us to do. And again, this African-American, once upon a time called the Negro, today using many other titles, and I like to say the African-American descendant of a slave, to remind us, we're descendants of slaves. We're obligated to get something. Reparation, yes, we're obligated to get that. Don't steal it. Don't force it on nobody, but we're obligated to get that. But meanwhile, we should be working together to build this in such a way that when it comes, it'll be a help, but it won't be the major help. It'll be just something that added into the good pile. And who is not deserving of that? All of us. All of us that are descendants. We have to support those who are standing up to even do that. There's a program our brother told us about for reparations. right in the same line. There might be 9 o'clock tonight that is brought back up again. I'm not sure. But we need to study how to get to that. It's ours. Right now, I need a certain amount of money to tear this building down and rebuild it. If it's sitting in a reparation pile, you know I'll take it to get it because it belongs to us. All of us should get it. But don't be one that'll put it in the pipe. Don't be one that will put it in your arm, in the needle, in a bottle. Oh, let's build. Someone taught us to do that. I don't know if we did it before we was enslaved, but someone taught us to do that. As they celebrate and say how happy they was to keep us down, it was all right for them to keep some alcohol around. How about that, y'all, a little poetry? You know what I mean? But we have to see ourselves coming together, working together, doing the things that's needed. So we're going to take another break. God willing.
Join us daily from 6 to 7 p.m. for an edition of the Halal Industry Do For Self with your host, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, President, Founder, and CEO of Halal Inc., and co-hosts James Bashir and Nate Muhammad. The interest of Halal Inc. is to establish economics for the African-American people, descendants of the slaves of America. This program is to encourage people to unite and to build economic strength to establish community life by doing for self to build the model community. Also, our program, also listen to us on Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m. Call, dial 515-602-9665 to speak to the host.
Mm-hmm. Okay, once again, Imam Wale Ayub Bilal, the Halal Industry, Do For Self. You know, when we come to the hour program after being on the 2-hour program, it seems like we're talking a couple minutes.
Yeah.
The time be running by so fast. And excuse us, if there's anyone that have tried to call, I don't know what's happening yet, what took place, because we're really looking at the board. And for us, the board, there's no numbers on it. My number's not even on it, and it usually is. On the section where we can do PSAs right from the studio, all of the, I would say the knobs, they're not knobs, but the knobs that you would change channels with, they're not showing. So I don't know who's we're going to talk to actually get that straight, but we have to get that straight so we can actually use the PSA that's on the board as well as say the things that we want to say. We'd like to hear about Graceline and peace and love and about courtship and the different things that are actually there on the board that is advertisement for the AM360, the podcast, and is advertisement that should be heard by the listener as well. The numbers that people want to call in from, we need to see that in order to open the phone up for you. And we don't have not one phone on there, and I know that's incorrect because this phone that I'm speaking through is supposed to be showing the number up there. When we're on Wednesday, we don't have a problem. We got to find out what's happening with the other 7 days when we come on at 6 o'clock. 6 to 7, join us, as the brother said. We are interested in seeing if you will be a part of the help of establishing the model community. Look into yourself. That's the key to it. What do you have to offer? And again, we're not talking about money. Are we going to need money? Everybody needs money to do something. You want to run to the store enough, you need money. If it's nothing but what you need to buy at the store. If you're driving, you're going to need gas. So money is going to be needed, no question about that. There are loans and grants that's around. Here in the city of Philadelphia here, they've kind of used the method of putting things in a way that it looked like you owe the city, and those grants and those loans don't always sit in the proper place for you. We have heard a brother, I got partial program this morning, and I have to get a copy of that tape. Brother Muhammad out of Georgia called me and told me about the brothers talking about how to fight or put a class action in to fight the holdback that's done by sometimes those who represent the city, doing things to make it look like you're not supposed to get along. No, I know we own the property. We've paid the taxes. And I'm talking about nice money. I ain't talking about just no few dollars. Hundreds of thousands of dollars over this period of time. And we need each other. Because when it's time to call for something to happen, one of us may be doing something in one city that the other city don't know about. And we need to do the same thing in that city. Just like the Honorable Elijah Muhammad did. He opened up a temple in one and was working to put a temple in every city in the country. We were the one that slowed up. We put them in every major city. I believe every major city in every state had a temple, at least one temple in it. You know what I mean? So we have to follow that pattern. We want to do business the same way he showed us. How do we do it? Work together, number one. Trust each other. Build trust. If there's no trust there, we ain't got nothing. And we know that some of our brothers and sisters came from the wrong side. They're specialists in the wrong side. But they are in their hearts the same that Allah has made us, meaning they can correct that if they want to. Now, we ain't going to sit around and act crazy and act like no Muslim lies. There are Muslims that lie, yes. We pray for them. We pray that Allah change their heart. But we need each other. And we need each other more than we need others to jump in and help us. And when I say others, I do mean other nationalities. We're going to be doing business with other people. That's a different needing them and being in a position that you could do business with them. They are brothers and sisters just like everybody, especially if they're Muslim. But at the same time, we got to recognize we have to build for us. Anybody else might want a piece of us. We're like a slice of pie, a piece of us. And that piece don't never be able to do nothing back for their own people. We don't want to be like that. We believe in others doing for us more than, you know, we got places where brothers and sisters, Muslims are rich, wealthy. What did they tell Imam Muhammad? Take a check and put as many numbers as you want behind it. And they could cover that. But Imam told us that's not the way. One reason for what they wanted, it wasn't the way, but he also told me. He said, Imam, I had the people ask me, the imams asked me, why did I get that? He had to turn right around and ask them, who would I have given it to trust to do what they need to do with it? Meaning that we have to have that kind of trust, that kind of ability, that money don't move us, we know it's a tool. When it moves you, you might not get help. You might wind up hurt. And then you got to know where to get it from. Brothers that had been doing a little stuff in the street, they wanted to help me years ago. I told them if I wanted corrupt money, I could have been got that. This is halal we're talking about. What is halal? Halal is that which is permissible by God, by Allah. And we start with ourselves. You ask yourself, is that permissible? I slip sometimes. No, stop slipping. And let's build. We could be the shining star in America for our people. If we do it for our people, other people will be a mercy for them because they'll see, man, them nothing guys that we call nothing, they doing better than us. Let us change our ways. That's why Allah gave us Muhammad the prophet, prayers and peace be upon him. In him is the example if we want to get to Allah. That's what Allah says in the Quran. That's not my words. In him, talking about Muhammad the prophet, stop trying to look like him. In him, you look like who you're supposed to look like, your father and your mother. Whether you knew him or you don't, they do know him. These are the things that we have to see. Stop. We're not. Allah is not asking us to be another people. And he tells the other people, don't speak to the people in your language, and they don't know your language. Talk to them in their language. Ain't that a lesson for us? I want to go talk to the Hispanics. I got to learn Spanish. I got a few words. I'm going to stop. I got a few words. But if I want to speak to them about the truth of what Allah gives, either they got to speak all English and understand it, or I got to learn Spanish. I got to learn Arabic. I got to learn Mandarin. It's supposed to be a language, something like Swahili is to us. That's supposed to be something to the Orientals that is spoken in more than one place, and they understand it. Our life can be better, but we the ones got to make it better. The things we need to do is easy, but the only way we can do it is we work together. You want to see sunshine on our side of the street all the time? It's there. The same sun that shines on other people's street shines on ours. And Allah, as he says in the Quran, he has not forsaken us. No, all we got to do is come together and do the work. Come together and do the work. When we do that, we'll find ourselves as winners. As the brothers say, let it be known, we thank Allah for our brother who gives to us, who gives us this opportunity to speak Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, 6 to 7 over this broadcast. Our brother Amin Yasir Muhammad. And we want to do more as we grow to help him in the field that he does of education. He would be very helpful if he and others, educators, got together and begin to structure what we should look like around the country in education. Something to remember also, you don't make one model. You make more than one. Because today, we got something that we didn't have a lot of years ago when I was young. We got a lot of children that have autism and similar ailments. But they can learn. Some of them already do things. I got a grandson. He goes on the computer, and he types things in different languages. And his mother seems to think he know what he's talking about, but she don't. So Allah makes it possible for the human being to connect either way. So we need educators for that. And when we see the educators for that, and then we go all the way up to the higher levels, and we got educators that are teaching people how to be doctors, judges, governors, senators. We got to fill all those. In the next 10 years, we should be in all those seats. We don't have to have every seat, but we should be getting in there pretty well. Our people, living right, showing this world how to live it properly. So we're winding down. We're into the second era, second. So stay tuned for us tomorrow, 6 o'clock. On Wednesday, we're 5 to 7 Eastern Standard Time on both. 6 to 7 here on through every day. And on Wednesday, 5 to 7 and the 6 to 7. So we plan to do both. We plan to have both teams working on one and working on the other. We look forward to speaking with you. Assalamu alaikum.